is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
And it's time now for Your Compass with Stacia and Dan. Let's bring them on to reintroduce themselves. So, and what's up for today? Welcome back, guys.
Hello, and today my co-host is Michelle. And some of you know Michelle from previous shows. She is our on-staff beloved astrologer, New Earth astrologer, and she'll be reaching us from Canada, Eastern Canada. So if Michelle can join us, she can introduce herself, and then I'll go back and do the same. Are you there, Michelle?
I'm here, Stacia. I'm really delighted to be here with you and with our audience.
Thank you. So Dan is on a short bit of a leave of absence, and I thought what a wonderful time to bring Michelle on board to join me co-hosting this discussion on manifesting in our multidimensional universe. And the reason this came to me is because of the intentions that people are setting or the tensions that they're experiencing. And they come in here for sessions with me that are coaching in nature, mentoring, followed by a healing. And the healing always includes intention. So what are they here for? What do they intend to claim? And they're all asking for stuff. They're asking for a better life. They're asking for a way out of the tension they're feeling. And we'll get into that in a moment. Compass Rose is a holistic healing center in Spokane Valley, Washington. And I began this many, many years ago, formalized it in 2010. So 13 years ago, we became this mystery school of life, if you will. And we are a healing center where we do so much coaching, mentoring, healing. We do that remotely. We do that on site. And we continue to grow and expand in what we're doing. And my personal passion is helping people to heal their lives while they're here. And that has been expanded upon as this ascension journey is so greatly and beautifully upon us. Not always a comfortable journey, depending on how we're working our way through it. Stuck or leveling up. We're going to talk about that. And I wanted Michelle to join us because her piece, her contribution, which is so important, is the astrological input and the astrological support that's been on the books for as long as your lives have been on the books and your ascension journey has been planned for. We're well on our way to the destiny of being the divine human, from everyday human to the divine human, from living the 3D life to living the multidimensional life. And we're living amongst people who are going to continue in the lower levels, which is fine, but I believe with all my heart and all my cells that we really are all intended to journey up, to level up. So Compass Rose is here, this show is here, and we're here with you today to assist you in that pathway. It's an important one. So we wanted to give you some very unique angles at how to approach that. Michelle, you want to introduce yourself once again to this beautiful group?
I would love to, Stacia. Hi, everybody. I'm Michelle Piller, and I am an astrologer for New Earth, and I provide astrological support to conscious businesses, to artists, and to visionaries through my company, Mystic Maps. So my primary job is to help people reconnect with their core frequency. So therefore, my work is custom tailored to your cosmic coordinates, which is your day, time, year, month of birth, as well as the city where you were born. So anytime you reach out to me, the information that you get is really based on your unique energy, which is a piece of this beautiful cosmos that we are born from.
Thank you, Michelle. And Michelle and I met in 2015. We shared a journey together, which was the Mary Magdalene tour. And our last evening there, was where we got to sit down and enjoy a dinner together in Paris. And that's when I knew how uniquely special Michelle is and how connected we are as healers, as women, and of that angelic realm. So we come to you with the same flavor with different skills. And I love working with her. She's been a part of Compass Rose now for over 3 years as our support system for business decisions and timing, et cetera. So we're very close in that way, and I'm glad we can serve you today. I worked yesterday at the end of the day with a client that I've known for a number of years, and she is experiencing the effects of Pluto and Saturn and the lessons and the opportunities that are presented. So like many of us, including myself, she's fatigued with what's happening. I can know what's happening. I'm plugged in. Lisa normally is, and she comes to see me every couple of weeks for ongoing ascension support. She was exhausted enough and confused enough that I could see it in her eyes when she walked in the door. The twinkle wasn't there. This beautiful, gorgeous, angelic being, goddess energy that she presents with was exhausted. And she was at a point where she says she's just giving it all over to the universe. And once upon a time when we were less evolved, less mature spiritually, that might have been great. But the angels and the universe stepped back years ago saying, you guys have got this, and it's time for you to step up, to level up, and to expand into the truth of who you are. And so rather than talking about manifesting the car that you need or the relationship that you want or the place you want to live, we want to talk today about manifesting your destiny, manifesting with the cosmos, with the opportunities that are unfolding for us each and every day. I'm going to say that that's not automatic for all of us because we have to be unfolding organically and taking those marble steps upward into these energies, working our way in and adapting to that power carefully, while that which would hold us back is healed gently. So there's a careful, gentle grace and ease, peace that's here and now, but at the same time, we've got some planetary influences that are jarring us awake and making it a little difficult. And we really want all of you to look at the difficulties that you may be feeling as the opportunity and the alarm that's going off, which is to say, guess what? Great news, you're here to grow. So what I'm learning as I talk with people, and I'm learning every session I do, and I'm so grateful for that, we really are now manifesting in a multidimensional universe. So what does that mean? The 3D, five-sensory world still exists for a lot of people. They're tied in tribally. They're tied in consciously. They're tied in by old programs. And so their opportunities for growth exist, but they've got a pathway that they've got to cover first, some courses they need to take. What I know for sure is the future, which is where we think our highest potential exists or where that thing that we want exists, is a moving target. And it's always going to be moving. We want to manifest in the here and the now, which is here with us in our present time. Our so-called past lives that will serve this lifetime are here now. The wounds that need to be healed from before are here now. And the future is here now. We're creating now. It may not come into the physical immediately, but it's on its way, just like that Amazon package is. What I want to also remind everyone is to call in because we want to coach, we want to mentor, we want to answer questions. So as these issues come up, please let us know what they are. Nicole will let us know that you're there and we're here to answer your questions. This is an advanced course in manifestation and working in these energies. And both of us are available to work with you independently, individually, either on site or via Zoom. So you're not left out to dry. So, Michelle, do you want to add to what I've just said about the here and the now and all that's here?
Oh, Stacia, what you have said is so on point. I wish I could just put that in a bottle and spritz that everywhere I go so that people would hear the truth bomb everywhere I go, just the way that you said it. And really the cosmic equivalent that backs up, supports what you're saying is we have moved out of linear time. It happened in about 2020, and we went smashing through a time barrier. Now, some people who are sensitive will have registered that on some level. They would have felt like, I feel like I got sprung from a cage that I didn't know I was in, and I feel like I'm free falling. If that feeling is with you, you are experiencing this sense of new time, or Stacia, what you're calling as this future is a movable target, because the future is here now, as you say. There's no more past, present, future. It is present, and we tend to call it future now or now future because they've merged. The past is gone, but we have really merged with our future.
And that feels so good, and there's so much potential in that, Michelle, that we don't have to too so much as plan or dig in the past. It's here now. It's here now to be released. It's here now to be gained. And it's a level of consciousness that we can attain. And I like to say it's like working telepathically with the universe and dispatching the help that we desire and that we require to get those things accomplished. It may be a better life for ourselves or our family. I'm one that works with my team, and I'll dispatch those out there in the unseen world to help me manifest in this world. And I'm serving the unseen world by manifesting in the seen world. So we do work together. I see myself on the same team and very much the same as these beautiful beings are. And that sometimes is some programming for others that needs to be healed, because through ancient programming, through our DNA, we don't believe we are worthy of or qualified to work with these beautiful beings. Fortunately for me, that's been healed for a long time. And when I say I reach out to my team, I'm calling on those five higher bodies to connect and to be with these beings to receive and to give, to dispatch, to receive that help that I want. That's a long course that we'll teach soon to help people to understand. What I hope to do is just help you move that dial just a little bit in this conversation, because you already know this at a cosmic level. We want to help you to find that in your sacred trust, in your spiritual backpack that contains everything that you need for this journey of growth and ascension here now. Okay? So when you continue to think in timelines, you're choosing something that no longer exists. Time, and I put that in quotes, serves us so that we join each other right now at 11 o'clock for this gathering and this communication, or a dental appointment that you must get to, or to take your pet to the vet. For those reasons, time is essential because it helps us to connect. But to think that, and the word there is think, we're still thinking if we have to wait out a certain timeline or go to the past to do, we want to break that barrier for you today, okay? If you have been having difficulty manifesting, write these questions down. Ask them of yourself now, first hit, best hit, as far as an answer. But look at these, because coming from a lower vibration of human experience, including shame or guilt or fear or blame, will block you from manifesting, because that says your sense of self, where you belong in the universe, is operating at a low vibration, and we don't manifest what source wants us to have from a lower vibration. Do you think that God is out there? Do you think it will take a lot of time to receive what you desire to have or need? Are you aware that things have changed? Are you still asking for an Italian menu when you're in a restaurant that became a Chinese venue? And are you over-functioning trying to control your world? creating, and let's go now from manifesting to alchemizing. Let's go into alchemy. To create that which you desire requires no control. To create that which you need or want requires grace and ease. And the team that is working with you, waiting to be dispatched to assist you in gathering all that energy that you need, want, and desire to continue on your path of spirituality, to make your way towards your destiny, to find your purpose in life. They're probably not on board so much for the shiny red car. I'm going to tell you that. That will follow. But for now, you're manifesting, finding alchemy to step into the truth of who you are and to lead the life of a destiny high-functioning human, the new human. Michelle, how can you add to that? I know that you and I talk about that so much. Share your wisdom.
Well, we are all, as human beings, we are natural alchemists, Stacia. We do this naturally. So if we only become aware of what is happening within us, and this is why I will always go on and on about the wisdom of our physical bodies. They send us these signals that tell us this feels good, that doesn't feel good. This feels right, that feels off. While I can't see the individual charts of our audience today, I can share with you that depending on where the sun was when you were born, you have a predominant element which comes to you via the cosmos out of which you were forged. So your predominant element is that beautiful, beautiful element that is really, really helping you maximize your own natural ability to alchemize situations. And when we say alchemize, we mean to actually help neutralize things that have a charge to them. When you're walking around still with statements in your heads and feelings in your emotional body and physical body that have a real charge to them, whether it's quite negative or even really, really positive, you've got something there that actually just needs to be neutralized. And your own beautiful alchemy does that for you. And Stacia, if you want, we can talk a bit about the different signs and how they naturally alchemize.
I would love that. And before we get started on that, Nicole, are there any callers that want to talk with us or address their issues?
Well, we've got three callers with their hands up, so whenever you want to
invite them in,
keep those.
Please, yes.
Okay. Let's go to International Caller first. International Caller, you're live with Cecia and her guest. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Good day, ladies. My name is Bob. I go by the name of Bob Eden. I live in the Whitsunday Islands, and I am here synchronistically.
That's a good thing.
I was just listening to what you were sharing. And let's see, in 2005, as master and commander of my life that I take full responsibility for, so in 2005, I set my life purpose to be to simply find my own truth. So I started questioning everything. And how do I know what is my truth? Whatever resonates with my heart. And then the second thing I did as master and commander was, as a spiritual being having a physical experience, how do I want to experience this life? So I set my own conscious life intention, which is I am here to have a gentle, joyful, loving, healthy and abundant life. And since I put that command out there to the universe, that is precisely how my life is unfolding. And so now, I'm having an amazing life. And my one-liner on that, looking at the title of Compass, is my heart is my only compass, and my inner tuition is my only guide. And I love what you said about the body. For me, my body is so much smarter than me. It's always sending me messages. All I have to do is listen and obey, or get out of my own way.
Yes, I agree. Our body is an information center, and we can respond or we can react to the information that's coming in. We can go into the multidimensional levels and understand the body is the venue for source working through us as us. We can understand that the power is within. And I love what you're saying about the master of your life, because that's exactly how I see this, and really encouraging. What you're saying goes along with what we've said. Dispatch your guides. Give them the information. Give them the understanding. This is what we need to do. And you don't have to do it all by yourself. How could we be doing things alone when we're all so connected?
Yeah, well, it was a synchronistic event then in 2005. I became a ship's captain, and the first time I took a boat out, I went, oh, Bob, you're responsible for all these lives of these people, even the vibe on the boat, you know. And so what I did was I took that ideology and applied it to my whole life. Yes, I am master and commander of this life, and I do take responsibility for this life that I do create. And my life is, my experience of my life is only limited by my own imagination. And I'm very creative.
Yeah, so, I agree.
Yeah.
Is there a question we can answer for you?
Yeah. Am I on the right track?
Are you on the right track? You are. The question I would ask you, the one that's got me going here, is, You are, and everybody has their own contract, and I've spoken on contracts every time I've been here with you guys, but the contract is the agreement that you have or the purpose of your life and how it's supported in relationship to others. I've known one person in 18 years of working with sacred contracts whose contract was herself. And so I'm wondering, how do you express yourself in this world to service to others, or are you not called to do that? How do you take this magic and this wisdom out into the world?
Yeah, well, after I set my life purpose and set my conscious life intention, my mission in life, and I've been working on this since 1984, but my mission, it's the spice in my life. It's what drives me. I'm on a mission to eradicate suicide, and because every 40 seconds somebody dies because of depression, and they do not have to, and I'm living proof of that. And
I love it.
And
wow.
It was not listening to my body that made me endure 20 years of depression, suicide, addiction to antidepressants. It was not listening to my body. I was trying to, I've got an amazing intellect, but I couldn't think my way out of it. It was only when I learned how to silence my mind and listen to my heart and my body that I was able to heal. So I've developed a drug-free protocol for healing from, healing from depression. And for me, there is no such thing as mental illness. The signs and symptoms that appear in the physical are just the body's way of telling you, hey, you got to stop living your programming, find your truth, and live that.
Beautiful.
That's
a wonderful, wonderful mission in life. I love it. I love it. Thank you for doing that work.
Yeah, it's, how can I put it? Yeah, it's what gets me out of bed at 3 a.m. in the morning. And it's 4:30 here, 4:30 a.m. in the Whitsundays. Yeah, I turned 71 this year, and I've never felt more alive.
Wonderful.
That's beautiful.
Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for sharing and to really being an ambassador for that truth. And thank you that we were able to talk today. I'm grateful that you did.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you for your time and attention. And thanks, Nicole.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, darling.
Thanks, Bob.
Nicole,
I'm a big Bob fan over here. There's do you want to keep going?
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Okay, let's go to 203. 203, you're next. You're live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, thank you. This is Pat from Connecticut.
Hello, Pat.
Hi. Do you want birth date?
Yes,
Michelle?
Or if you, yeah, please.
Okay. You talked about, you know, seeing what the purpose was or the placement at birth. I think that might be interesting for my question because it's been a long journey with a final shift.
Pat, I'll just take your day and month of birth, but not the rest of the information, so that we can keep it, so that the rest of our audience can share in some of the universality of your question.
Oh, okay. All right. Fine. 7/12.
So is that July 12?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So yes. So you were born under the energy of the Cancer tribe, as you probably
right.
know. Are you aware of that? Yeah.
Oh yes. Sure. Yeah. I know my chart pretty well.
Okay. Tell us how we can help you today.
I don't know how specific you get as far as what was there at birth. Maybe not at all. It's been a whole lifetime of difficulty, especially the last 3 years. Unbelievable difficulty. And I've made a shift. And even when I made a shift and got hope back and saw that, you know, things had turned the corner, I felt like my light was going out, which was really frightening, meaning I really felt like I was fading away and dying. Shortly after that, I connected up with some ministry out in the Midwest because it simply asked if you had a broken heart, and I answered it, not pretty skeptical about what would come of it, because my heart's been broken so many times from life. It's been amazing, absolutely amazing. And the potential of where I'm going, I don't have a clue, but life is finally hopeful, powerful, just at the beginning of all this. And I'm changing and learning and getting to my source, to a healed heart, to God. But I don't know where it's going to take me. I'm 70. I really want to sleep fast so I can get to what all the things that I've wanted to do my whole life. A lot of things that have been
Pat, let me interject there for a moment, okay?
Sure.
And this applies to all of our listeners. This applies to all of humanity. When we say we don't know where this is taking us, I learned a long time ago, what gets you to your knees is your purpose. And that which gets you to your knees is that yearning and that nudging that's coming from your soul, which is your purpose. Your purpose for that time or your purpose for your life, but what, that's your purpose. Ask what your purpose is. We can't any longer take the so-called time, because then we're still in time, but to say to the universe, to say to your guides, to dispatch the request, what would you have me do? How will I do this? Don't wait for the mails in email, this universal email, to tell you what you're supposed to do. Listen to your body. Where does your soul yearning take you? For me, many years ago, it was the pharmaceutical industry triggered me. And so that was what I needed to do, and that is how I really stepped into the truth of myself as a healer. And how I can assist people in healing, what would get them to a pharmacy if they went to see an allopathic resource. So you know what your purpose is. You know what's here. And you're saying that you're 70, and so you got to figure it out. Look into your life. What's gotten you to your knees? What is the yearning and the passion that you have? That's your soul telling you what your goals are. consider working with us on a sacred contract. We can help you archetypally get into your consciousness and find out what it is your purpose. I live my contract, and I live my astrological chart. So I know what I'm to do, and I choose divine will over free will to accomplish that. But what I really want to get across to everyone who's calling in or who's listening today, please step up to the universal, multidimensional, sacred you on the path of divine human, and not be waiting for the email or the job description. It's already here. You just need to sign off on it, Earth side, and let your soul and your body guide you as to what that is. So I know that Michelle and I had talked about those of us with our signs, our chemical gifts, and the universal potential that is here, and you being Cancer, you're of water. So Michelle, how can you assist Pat in working with her element and alchemize her purpose or her understanding of her purpose with Saturn and Pluto working together to assist her now?
Well, actually, this is really helpful to you, Pat, because the water signs are getting tremendous support. That's your sign, Cancer, as well as Scorpio and Pisces. You get some direction from planet Saturn, which is really harmonizing with the Cancer tribe, and it's eventually going to touch. Saturn's energy will eventually beam to each and every person in the Cancer tribe and provide for you a focus about where you'd like to apply your energy in the next decade of your life.
Great. Wonderful.
And so really what I would add to that is because Saturn is a planet that is associated with time and with waiting and with delays. And in that sense, I really want to echo what Stacia has reminded us, that we are so beyond the days of waiting to be told what our mission is and what we need to do next. That is, I would consider that kind of, that's old programming. If anybody has a mission today, it is to rise up to the fullness of your presence, to the best that you possibly can each and every day, and listen to the beautiful wisdom that is arising from within you, telling you what you need to do in that moment. And in that moment, it might say, what I need to do right now is rest and be. And after a time, it may be that the information that arises from you says, now what I need to do is to get up and to take action. And you will know what that is because your wise system guides you, and Saturn as an archetype of leadership is really going to help our water babies really pull in their self-mastery and self authorship and self-leadership. And that can happen for us at any age, whether it's in our 20s and in our 70s. So your focus is available to you. Use your inner waters, Pat, and all of you beautiful water signs. That water energy within you is about cleansing. It's about flushing out. It's about the waters of your body being in tune with the beautiful, pristine waters of our Mother Earth. Get yourselves to living lakes of water anytime you can, rivers, lakes, oceans. Just sit down and stare at that water and let your mind go completely and utterly blank. And start meditating mindlessly on that water, and you're going to notice something happens to that water when you keep staring at it. It stops looking like water, and it starts to look like something more solid, like plasma. And it starts to speak to you at a soul level. If you're a water baby, go out and try it and let us know what you learned.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Pat, for calling in. So for everyone, again, my passion, what gets me to my knees, is helping people to wake up to who we are. And we are not our history. We are not the history. Yes, it is real to us, and I'm validating that. We're so much more than that 70-year time frame or 20-year time frame. We are so much more than that. And we are on this earth at this time as forerunners, doing the work for those who will follow, launching humanity into a new thought system, a new way of being, which is as masters ascending, leveling up every day. You can get into the spiritual hammock and rest. Don't think you can't. It's not constant work, but there is done to plant the tree that's going to give the kids shade 25 years from now, to pave the way to change old programming or to bring new thought systems into place. It starts with us. And at 70, we provide wisdom. The opportunity right now that's presented with this difficult experience that we're having, people are tired, we're weary, Saturn, Pluto, all this stuff is working to help us, but it feels like it's working against us. It's not. We're working against it. Respond to it. Try not to react. But know that at 70, you're still 10. You're still young. You're still youth. And you're here to put your wisdom into the new world for those that are coming in after us, that are already here in their teens and their 20s. We need to clear the way for them. And so letting go of some of the stories that we still tell ourselves and getting into this moment, dispatching our guides, our angels, and creating this beautiful new earth. Visualize yourself with a baton in your hand and creating a whole new symphony. You can do that now. I can't stress that more. I mean, it's what we have. That's why we're having this discussion. We're manifesting in a multi-dimensional universe. It's here. It's here now. Nicole, is there another caller that wants to share?
Let's see. We have a couple more with their hands up. Let's go to 608. 608, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Jill. I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
What can we do for you today?
You know, I had a big, my birthday is 12/17. I feel like I had a big shift at my last birthday where, like, I'm not continuing with some of my friends because I'm repeating the cycle of my family. But then something shifted, and I feel like I'm an open wound right now that doesn't want to close.
Okay, when did you experience this shift?
Like around my last birthday.
Did you say November 17th or December 17th?
December.
12/17. So, thank you. Okay, so you're a Sagittarius, and your most recent birthday, it feels like, if I understand you correctly, some of your friends dropped off the map. Do we have
for
that
me.
Right?
Yes, yeah. For me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's something interesting about the time that you were born, and this applies to Sagittarius folks that are born around your specific time. You know, there's the interaction of there's a beautiful we call it a black hole, but I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea about black holes. They are amazing cosmic energy centers from which universes are birthed. And it just so happens that your solar energy, that's your sun energy, is very, very involved with this black hole. And so it makes you a magnet for very dramatic types of events. And sometimes that means that some of our friends or circumstances from our lives kind of go into that black hole. Now, it's a means of you having to really examine who and what in your life is truly meant to go with you on this next leg of the journey.
Yes.
So I want all of our listeners to understand that what our caller is experiencing, you've probably all experienced yourselves in the past 3 years. I think it's fairly safe to say that in the past 3 years, we have all lost at least one friend, at least, or one family member, and it was because of difficulties in how we were relating. We were definitely seeing things on opposite sides. That's not all your fault. If you experienced that, some of it was just worldwide conditions that pushed people to the brinks with skills they didn't know they had. And now Stacia and I are going to highlight that you already have these natural skills. So to our Sagittarius caller who has lost some beloved friends, this is not for you to take personally. You must remember that not everybody will be with you on the next leg of the journey. You are experiencing, for one thing, the planetary energy of Chiron. Chiron is really activating our fire signs. And you know you're a fire baby if you are Sagittarius, Leo, or Aries. You are feeling the energy of Chiron, this massive healing energy. But first, before we heal, we feel that wound. We feel that pain. We really get in touch with it. And then it gets cleaned up really, really good. And what that means is not everybody comes with us when we're cleaning out our wounds. Sometimes we're cleaning out people and circumstances.
Yep.
Yeah, you're relating to that.
I'm a double Sagittarius.
Okay. So you seek truth and you seek freedom, but you need to remember that your natural alchemy uses fire. Fire is a purifier. Use your natural inner ability to purify and ask yourself if the people that have exited your life, where they are with you in terms of there's a vibrational mismatch. Right?
Yep.
People cannot, it is physically impossible for people to remain in our lives when there is such a discrepancy in our frequencies. It's impossible. It's physics. There's nothing woo-hoo about it. And so I want everyone to know how normal it is. When our frequencies shift, our relationships are going to shift too, unless all of our people are shifting at the frequency that we're at.
Got it. Yep.
All right, my love. So you are welcome.
So thank you for calling in. And on behalf of everyone, let's go through this piece here where astrologically we are changing our coordinates. We are out of linear time, which was like being dial-up. It doesn't work anymore. We have new equipment. And we want to work with those new coordinates, which are still not quite anchored down. So we're being
Correct.
Given the time to make our way comfortable getting into these spaces. And I like to say when your body is not feeling good, we might be resisting. So allow for grace and ease and to organically settle into this new energy that's coming in. Don't get too settled because it's going to continue to change. So let's look at the inner alchemy with other signs as well, because your conversation there about fire for Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius was so helpful. I am packed with Aries energy, and it's been very helpful for me. I know how to use Kali energy. I know how to use these energies and that fire energy to make things happen. For those of you who are Taurus or Virgo or Capricorn, that's the earth energy. So Michelle, can you explain how that serves them in these changing times?
Well, if you're an Earth baby, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, I mean, how glorious for you. You are using the elements, primarily the element that our planet is even named after. And what I love about the Earth sign, Stacia, is that, you know, Earth is not just our planet Earth, our Mother Earth, but it's your physical body. You know, your physical body is composed of the same stuff that our planet is. Your heartbeat is meant to be in total resonance with the heartbeat of the planet. And yes, our planet has a heartbeat. You'll hear it referred to as the Schumann resonance. Our heart is meant to sync with our Mother Earth. It's so beautiful. So for you Earth people, get your little toes squished into sand and soil and earth. Get your sits bones on rocks and sand and pebbles. Get your fingers digging in soil or mud. Work with clay. Make pottery, whether you think you're good at it or not. Work with the element of Earth and know that you are shaping your lives out of every choice that you make. You've got the beautiful help of planet Jupiter now. Now, Jupiter is in the sign of Taurus, but it's sending its beams out to also assist Virgo and Capricorn. Ask yourself, if you're an Earth baby, where do you need to feel more solid and secure in your life? Where do you feel like the earth is not secure underneath you? Don't freak out about it. It's okay. Just decide what you're going to do about it. Use your visioning power to see that what you require has already been accomplished. If you've decided it is so, then it has been accomplished, and you will see the outcome in due time. Give gratitude for what you already have, and then take daily consistent steps towards stabilizing your life. Earth, it is so beautiful for you to have a planet named after your primary mode of alchemizing.
So we don't have a whole lot of time left, and I want to get to those who have the alchemy with air, Gemini, Libra, and the Aquarians that are out there. Pluto is active right now. Pluto is assisting.
Yeah, Pluto is actually helping our air babies. Pluto is the brand new signal, Stacia. And that's when you refer to, you know, stop trying to use dial-up in a world that now has 5G, we're talking Pluto. When Pluto moved into Aquarius towards the end of March, it basically deleted an old way of life, an old setting. So for our air babies, know that Pluto is, you are going to find brand new ways of manifesting through the power of your thought. That's what the air element is about. The air element, think of the air in your lungs, the air that you breathe. It literally means inspire, to breathe in. What a beautiful word. Air babies, in light of Pluto, the planet associated with power, ask yourselves to whom you are consistently giving away your power. What kinds of situations or places do you feel uncomfortable holding your power? If someone's being dishonest with you, ask where you're being dishonest with yourself. Be real with yourself and no one can deceive you.
So this alchemy and understanding where you are connected to Earth or connected to the all that is so helpful, because alchemy is manifestation. And so I am Aries. I am born March 24th. And so there's a lot of Aries energy in me, and it has worked very, very well for me to accomplish what I've done in this lifetime. I love that energy. Kali is go-to for me. I can take something down and rebuild it as quickly as I've taken it down. The Earth, I've got a lot of Taurus, so I'm working to build foundation constantly for family, for the Compass Rose community. and I've got some Aquarius in me. So I'm working with that thought system to telepathically dispatch my team to make things happen. I put them out on patrol or I put them out on task. And honestly, they don't mind. They appreciate working with us because as humans, soon to be divine humans, we've got quite the task here, laying out a new foundation for those that are coming in after us. So step up and level up and work with this energy. And I want to encourage you to reach out to us, to Michelle at Mystic Maps, to Compass Rose. You can find Michelle through me if there isn't time to get that info to you. But reach out to us. There's so much that we can't get into this short amount of time we have together that we do want to share because the opportunity that is here astrologically on our ascension journey with the masters in the universe working with us is so strong and so powerful, but we want to take it now. We want to be in the now. We want to benefit from it because it's not just about you. It's about all of us. We're all connected. So the more of us that can step into this beautiful leveling up energy, alchemizing a beautiful future is awesome. How could we not grasp that? So, Nicole, I know that we are on a timeline, and I respect that. Michelle is always reachable through the throes, and you're welcome to find through us.
Okay, we've added a couple of minutes if you want to add in anything else.
I do. I want to invite callers to reach out and work with us or look at our website. Again, Michelle is available on her website, Mystic Maps, and through Compass Rose here, changeyourcompass.com. So coming up soon as we continue to share this wisdom that's being given to us constantly, we're going to be talking more about source healing, about connecting with our five higher bodies, connected to the divine on a regular basis so that our computers are never shut down again. We're here to help independently, collectively. We teach courses. We've got a retreat coming up in Shasta very soon where we'll work very intimately with healers, helping them to connect more soundly with source as well. We'll be teaching source healing there. We are available remotely. We can work with you through Zoom. We can channel the biocharger energy to take further those skills that we have to assist. So you may have allopathic physical concerns, mental, emotional concerns, the spiritual path that you're on. Reach out. We're here to help. And we are definitely dispatched, if you will, allow us to use that term, by source to help as many people through whichever means you need to work with us as we can. Because we are on task and we are on purpose and we do work for the universe and we are directly connected with the ascended master realm and the angelic realm to assist humanity collectively and independently, you, on your journey towards wholeness and towards your divinity. Michelle, do you want to wrap up with us?
Oh, I love it, Stacia. I will reiterate what Stacia has said. Everything is now. Don't wait. You don't need an invitation. We, the world, need you. We need your light. As Stacia said, this is no longer just about you or me. This is about all of us, and we are all trying to make this world a better place. So please stick your neck out, step up, and if you need any help, you just reach out to us.
We're here. We are here. And we'll be back again next month. Nicole, thank you for sharing the callers with us. Thanks for the opportunity to share our work with your listeners. Thank you to all of you on this path. We're all in this together. This is a collective journey. I know that without a doubt. We send the very best love and compassion and healing to all of you. Thank you for listening today. Thank you again, Nicole. Thank you, Michelle, for joining me today and to hosting this time together. Everyone,
thank
have a beautiful
you.
Day. Happy weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.